CBS News Brief. President Trump marks 100 days of his second administration with a rally in Michigan today. Mina Bose, Director of Presidential Studies at Hofstra University.
The public approval ratings that have been taken in the last few days to mark the 100 days indicate some public concerns, if not dissatisfaction, with some of the president's actions.
President Trump's threats to Canada's economy helped Liberals stage a come-from-behind victory in Canada. Prime Minister Mark Carney's party won yesterday's parliamentary election.
Over my long career, I have made many mistakes, and I will make more. But I commit to admitting them openly, to correcting them quickly.
Investigators looking into why a car plowed into a building in southern Illinois, killing four students in an after-school program. Jay Jessen lives in Chatham.
Nothing like this ever happens in our little community.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Green Bay signs another free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed former Giants linebacker Isaiah Simmons to a one-year deal. He played last year in New York after being drafted by the Cardinals. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson was selected by the Atlanta Falcons over the weekend in the seventh round. Nelson confident he can make the roster there.
This past season, I had my best season. And then along with that, I've proven I can handle adversity. You know, I went through four O-line coaches in 5 years, two head coaches. And so, you know, I'm just trying to sell myself as a tough, durable, experienced player that, you know, I've been tested before. You know, there's no reason to say that this transition to the NFL, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
NBA, the Bucks are down 3-1 in their playoff series against the Pacers. Giannis says Damian Lillard, who suffered a torn Achilles, will be on his mind tonight.
I think everything happens for a reason. You know, obviously I wish Dame the best. We love him. We're going to support him. But yeah, we just got to keep on moving forward, man.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for a while this morning, becoming mostly sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today, 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Churl Kringle, a cinnamon lover's dream. Smooth caramel and cinnamon are layered for a delicious filling. Then this delicious O&H Kringle is topped with sweet icing and a dousing of cinnamon sugar. Enjoy it this week and to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. While there, pick up several strawberry rhubarb filled donuts, the O&H Donut of the Month. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think. Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Well, I don't see a lot of action yet on our talk text line for Tuesday morning, but I'm sure it's going to start. Welcome in, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'm sure I was like many of you watching radar last night, waiting to see what was going to pop up. Some folks definitely were in the line of heavy rain and probably some thunderstorms. Hopefully no severe damage. Let me know. Talk text line is open. That number 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, will be joining us in about 15 minutes with more details. I can tell you today, it looks like things will be calmer. We'll probably even get some sunshine out of today's forecast. Our daytime high is expected to be right around 62. It's going to stay a little breezy. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear down to 37. Tomorrow, we do have a chance of more showers redeveloping. Wednesday afternoon, probably after 4. Daytime highs tomorrow, 63 under partly sunny skies. Then Thursday, again, more rain in the forecast. Maybe even a thunderstorm by Thursday afternoon. We'll see what Stu has to say about that. Also, we'll find out what John Heinberg has to say about the markets this morning, which are starting off mixed. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, anyhow, trading stronger. He'll be joining us. You might not think about it on your farm, but are you trafficking human labor? It's not a question that I think most farms even discuss, but you should be. Stephanie Hoff has an interesting story about our labor sources on a lot of Wisconsin farms and agribusinesses, and an element you might not even be thinking about. That's all on the way.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
The spring bird migration has begun here in Wisconsin, but unfortunately, our homes could be one of the most dangerous obstacles for our feathered friends. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo, and windows pose a huge threat to our avian counterparts. Lisa Gomnitz, the coordinator of Save Our Songbirds, is here to share some proactive ways that you can prevent these collisions, as well as some other ways to help the birds through their travels.
Studies show that 3.5 billion birds fly into windows and are killed every year in the United States alone. So it's a big problem. It's one of the biggest causes of kind of bird deaths after that are traced back to humans after outdoor cats, believe it or not, are about 4 billion. So it's a big problem for birds, and particularly for our songbirds. They fly at night or migrate back at night, and then they come down to rest and refuel in the early morning hours. And then when they're out looking for food, they might see a window that reflects trees or plants or something that's really enticing to them. Or they might see trees or a sky through windows or a walkway or something like that. So they fly into that. And most of the time, the research shows that even though they may fly off, they will likely die later.
You were mentioning there that songbirds are very susceptible to doing this. What are the top ones that are most commonly seen running into windows?
The birds that are most commonly found in the research that fly into windows, purple finch is the top, I guess, crasher. And then a second one is ruby-throated hummingbirds, which, you know, is a favorite bird for many people. Northern cardinals and blue jays are also, and cedar waxwings are also among the species that collide. And then there's, there's a bird called the golden-winged warbler, which Wisconsin has about 20% of the world's remaining population. And that is a bird that collides kind of far out of proportion to its numbers. So so it's not just, birds that are relatively common, but ones that are relatively rare.
If someone were wanting to protect birds from running into their window, they don't want to be hearing them going clunk in the middle of the night or anything. What are some steps that they can take in order to keep it from happening?
The good news is there's lots of things people can do to keep birds from flying into a window. And, it's important that people find a solution that they like so that they're, they'll keep that up. So some of the ones that there's a group called the American Bird Conservancy, and they test lots of products actually to see how effective they're going to be at saving birds from windows. And some of the most effective are window screens. So if you've got an old house like I do, you have double hung windows and outside insect screens, those are very effective. So just put those up, or maybe if you're getting new windows, ask and see if those can be provided. And a second thing would be some type of a product like decals or more that can go up on the outside of the glass and break up the reflection. So one of the products that we try to make available at our different events is called Feather Friendly. And it's a product that goes on like a tape, and then it has dots, and you pull the backing off the tape, and it leaves behind a grid of dots that are about 2 inches apart. And that's very effective. And a kind of a third solution, something called an Ecopian bird saver, also known as a Zen wind curtain. And it's essentially a curtain of nylon cord or parachute cord that the lengths hang off of a horizontal piece, and they are about 4 inches apart, and they are attached to the outside frame of your window, and they sway back and forth in the wind. So they signal to the bird that there's something there, because glass is invisible to birds. And so we have to, one, break up the reflections and also give them a signal that this is a place they shouldn't go.
Well, and out of those options, is there any one of them that is more effective than another, or are they all pretty helpful when it comes to preventing birds from running into windows?
The insect screens, the Copian bird savers, and the feather friendly or some type of a dot decal, they're all very good. The key is whatever product that you buy, researchers are finding that it should be ideally on the outside of your window. And then it should be about 2 inches apart. So if you've got, as I mentioned, the feather friendly, those dots are about 2 inches apart. If you get decals, and that's fairly popular, you got to put them close enough together. The concern is that a really small bird, like a hummingbird, will see bigger spaces and will try to maneuver through. So if you have them spaced every 2 inches, whether it's lines or some kind of a decal pattern, then that will, again, signal to them and that that's not a place to go, and also to try to break up that reflection. So there on our website, which is sossaveoursongbirds.org, we have links to a variety of different products and methods, and also a link to the American Bird Conservancy, which has tested dozens of products. And so good, find a solution that works for you and then check it out in that database and see how it stacks up.
To kind of shift gears here, as the migration is happening and people obviously probably want to see some of their favorite birds out, what are some of the best ways to be able to see these birds this spring?
We're really fortunate here in Wisconsin because of all of our different ecosystems. We've got lots of birds coming through. More than 400 different species have been documented over the last 100 years as arriving or moving through Wisconsin. So it's a great time of the year to be a bird watcher. Probably one of the things I'd encourage would be there's a great app called Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, that is free, and it's from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And you can put it on your smartphone, and then it allows you to either take a photo of a bird that you see, or I think more importantly, for those of us that are still learning all of our different bird species, that you can record their songs for, 25 seconds or longer, and it will pop up photos of all the different birds that you're hearing during that time that you're recording. So that's just a great way to learn a little bit more about the birds. And it's always kind of amazing to see how many different birds there are, even in like an urban area. So that's a great tool for people to enjoy. Another website that I do like is called birdcast.info, I-N-F-O. And it's maintained, again, by Cornell Lab of Ornithology and some other partners. And they look at weather radar and other bits of information to identify when there will be nights when big groups of birds will move over and so or move across. So if you go to that website, it'll show you what, you know, whether it will be a low level of migration, medium or high. And then it will also show you the kinds of bird species that were likely moving through so that you know that the next day you can look for some of those species because they've probably touched down and are trying to fuel up.
Well, is there any other information that you'd like to share about the birds of Wisconsin or just other things to think about during this migration time?
There are a couple of things that are good to keep in mind. One is just to enjoy, you know, it's the migration usually runs or big numbers runs from about April 15th until the end of May. I think the peak in Wisconsin is usually regarded as May 6th to the 9th in southern Wisconsin and then like the 9th to the 12th in northern Wisconsin. So look for birds during that time. Keep in mind that there's other ways that we can help birds and make sure that they, you know, that are healthy enough and can produce another generation of birds. So a key thing is to add some habitat for birds because habitat loss is the biggest reason that our bird populations are declining. So native plants that evolved here in Wisconsin with the insects, those insects become food for birds, and they're particularly important for baby birds. About 96% of birds, land birds, feed their young insects, particularly caterpillars. So that's important to provide some plants that support caterpillars. And again, as we just discovered or discussed, protecting windows, keeping birds safe from windows. And then a third step is that we promote is to, you know, pay attention to what's going on our birds' wintering grounds. And for songbirds, a lot of them are going down to Central and South America. So there are coffee farms where the trees are being cut down and a lot of pesticides being used. So we can choose coffee that is certified as being 100% organic.
Dominance also says that some of these birds, during their course of migration from South and Central America to Wisconsin, will fly for 48 hours nonstop. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip.
If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Joining us live this morning. So literally, I'm getting updates from, the Brownsville area, just outside of Alto, up by Green Bay, and everybody's kind of saying the same thing. Might have been a little bit of winds, but the southeast Wisconsin area, not a lot in the form of rain. Not sure how much rain up in northeast Wisconsin. I know the colors were pretty lively on radar last night. What do you see?
Well, it looked impressive, but the rain amounts are a little unusual, I guess. I've got nothing reported at Milwaukee, 0.03 inch at Fond du Lac, 0.17 inch at Madison. Then we start to pick it up a little bit. La Crosse, 0.35 inch. Eau Claire, 0.47 inch. Wausau, the big one, 1.26 inches. That's at the downtown airport. Boston, 0.64. Green Bay, 0.48. Park Falls, 0.69. So rain amounts all over, nothing too huge. I did see the talk of hail, and there was some activity east of Sunset. So not a real big deal for us yesterday, 1 inch hail there. But now the low pressure system that brought the activity starting to pull northeast, heading up toward eastern parts of Lake Superior. Radar still indicates rain up in far northwest Wisconsin. Some activity at Park Falls and maybe a little rain that slips through Eau Claire early this morning, but most of that activity will head northeast. For the rest of the state, we start to dry it out today. A little better chance some sunshine breaks on through. Not nearly the warmth we had yesterday. Officially topping out at 82 at Madison yesterday. It seemed very, very summery by late afternoon. But we're not going to be quite that warm. In fact, a little bit cooler than normal today, but we stay dry today, tonight, into Wednesday. Low pressure approaching Wednesday could very well mean some rain, and I'd say showers. There again, maybe a thunderstorm, that chance a little later Wednesday, lasts overnight, maybe lingering to early Thursday in the east. Not a whole lot of rain with this system, and it pulls away, and we do expect to dry out and warm up for the upcoming weekend. I'll have those forecast details after this.
At Newfields Ag, they understand the importance of healthy, high-yielding soybeans. That's why they've built Victor Rise. Victor Rise improves root strength, increases nitrogen fixation, and enhances moisture absorption, helping your soybeans stand strong against tough conditions like IDC to deliver bigger, healthier yields. With Victor Rise, you'll see stronger plants, better pod development, and a more productive harvest. Discover the power of Victor Rise from Newfields Ag. Visit newfieldsag.com. Innovations in your fields.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Yeah, a couple of people commenting about the temperatures yesterday into the 80s for some folks. That's not coming back around today, is it, Stu?
Oh, no, Pam. We stay a little cooler. In fact, our Newfields Ag forecast does call for clouds and rain in the far north will end. Clouds begin to clear out, and we stay a lot cooler. Upper 50s, a couple of low 60s, the best we can hope for. And the west wind still pretty strong, 10 to 20. They'll gust around 30. Overnight, clearing out and cooler, down in the 30s, low and mid 30s with the northwest winds 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, that chance of rain for later in the day, not much, scattered showers. Our temps maybe in the upper 50s to low 60s with southeast breezes, and then showers, maybe a thunderstorm around Wednesday night into Thursday back into the upper upper 50s or around 60. Maybe a tenth of an inch of rain or two if we're that fortunate. And a slight chance of rain yet Friday, Pam, and then drying out and getting more comfortable through the weekend.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see what else we get in on our talk text line this morning. Thanks to Stumach Ag Meteorologist along with us. The talk text line, again, your artery of communication directly to the studio, no matter what's on your mind. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Ag weather this morning brought to you by Newfields Ag. Go to their website, newfieldsag.com, to experience the advantage.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
CBS News Brief. President Trump marks 100 days of his second administration with a rally in Michigan today. Mina Bose, Director of Presidential Studies at Hofstra University.
The public approval ratings that have been taken in the last few days to mark the 100 days indicate some public concerns, if not dissatisfaction, with some of the president's actions.
President Trump's threats to Canada's economy helped liberals stage a come-from-behind victory in Canada. Prime Minister Mark Carney's party won yesterday's parliamentary election.
Over my long career, I have made many mistakes, and I will make more. But I commit to admitting them openly, to correcting them quickly.
Investigators looking into why a car plowed into a building in southern Illinois, killing four students in an after-school program. Jay Jessen lives in Chatham.
Nothing like this ever happens in our little community.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Green Bay signs another free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed former Giants linebacker Isaiah Simmons to a one-year deal. He played last year in New York after being drafted by the Cardinals. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson was selected by the Atlanta Falcons over the weekend in the seventh round. Nelson confident he can make the roster there.
This past season, I had my best season. And then along with that, I've proven I can handle adversity. You know, I went through four O-line coaches in 5 years, two head coaches. And so, you know, I'm just trying to sell myself as a tough, durable, experienced player that, you know, I've been tested before. You know, there's no reason to say that this transition to the NFL, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
NBA, the Bucks are down 3-1 in their playoff series against the Pacers. Giannis says Damian Lillard, who suffered a torn Achilles, will be on his mind tonight.
I think everything happens for a reason. You know, obviously we playing the best. We love him. We're going to support him. But yeah, we just got to keep on moving forward, man.
That's the Bucks, Giannis and Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mommy, how come I can't in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for a while this morning, becoming mostly sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today, 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials Officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to smoke. I thought a cigarette is my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The kid out of Cincinnati.
Believe it or not, labor trafficking in agriculture could be happening on your farm within your agribusiness, and you might not even know about it. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report on a Tuesday morning. Stephanie Hoff's going to be joining us in just a moment, telling us about some of the telltale signs that farms need to be aware of when it comes to labor trafficking. It's defined as recruitment, harboring, and transporting of workers, and then using force, fraud, or coercion for labor services. And like I said, a lot of farms, a lot of agribusinesses might not even be aware they're involved in this process because they trust the recruiter they deal with. More details on the way. Talk text line is open for you. How did the weather treat you in the past 24 hours time?